Glory be to God. I am Pastor Abraham of Badare, and the Lord has granted me grace to let you know today that this is your day of release. Your day of release. I will be praying for you today using the scripture, St. Mark chapter 11, the first few verses there. Now, Jesus Christ told his disciples in verse 2, St. Mark chapter 11, verse 2, go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. I release upon you today the power of the Most High God, that there is a message coming to you today, the message of release in the mighty name of Jesus. Messengers of release will come your way today in the mighty name of Jesus. Messengers that the Lord has sent to set you free from the place where you have been tied down, to set you free from the place where you have been held up, to set you free from the situation and the realm of life where you are stagnant, where you are not moving forward. The Lord will release you today in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus, who loves you, who cares about you, has already sent the message and the messengers to you that where you are, they are doing nothing, that you ought to be released, that you ought to be free, that you ought to go, that you ought to move forward, that you ought to excel. I speak in the name of Jesus that you will begin to excel today in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Now I moved on to verse 3. And Jesus told the messengers, he told his disciples, he said, wait a minute. And if anyone says to you, why are you losing this? Say, the Lord has need of it, and immediately he will send it here. I tell you, because the Lord has need of your life. The Lord wants to take glory in your life. The Lord wants to take pleasure in your freedom. So he's sending a message to you today through this prayer. And I'm grateful to God that I am a vessel that brings the message to you today, that today you are free. If there is any power from any corner, anything that is militating against your freedom, any power, any imagination, any setup of the devil that is querying and asking, why should you be free? The Lord says that he has need of your life. He wants to see you smile. He wants to see you excel. He wants to see you move forward. Therefore, I decree and declare into your life today that you begin to move forward. Every querying of the devil, the Lord silence it today, because God has need of you. What am I saying? You will not remain the same in the name of Jesus. You will not remain bound in the name of Jesus. You will not remain just moving in one spot in the name of Jesus. Today is your day of release. So you begin to make it. You begin to walk in sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing will hold you down. Nothing will disturb you anymore in the name of Jesus. If there is a sickness that has been tying you down, come out of it in Jesus' name. That donkey was tied down with a rope in a public place. It was just there. Couldn't move, couldn't do anything. I don't know what is tying you down. Is it hopelessness? Is it joblessness? Is it lack of money? Is it something bad that you remember that happened some time ago and is still holding you back? I cause you to be released in the mighty name of Jesus. The word has come to you today. You shall not remain bound in Jesus' name. Begin to look forward. You may not know that this is the day that the Lord wanted to release you. For that donkey didn't know, didn't have any idea that a message has been sent. Didn't have any idea that some messengers are coming to set it free. So you may not know that this is the day, but I come to proclaim to you today, this is the day of your freedom. The message is coming from Jesus Christ. I am the messenger today, proclaiming your release from poverty, from sickness, from being downcasted. I am proclaiming your release in the mighty name of Jesus, that it is well with you. And as you are released, God will be glorified in your life. That donkey was released. Jesus rode on it, and majestically the honor of the Lord came upon the donkey as it came upon Jesus. Honor of God will come upon you as the Lord releases you today. You shall not remain the same again. To God be the glory. Amen. I'm grateful to God knowing that you have been blessed by that prayer. Now let's go on and share the word of God. To God be the glory. I'm Pastor Abraham Obadare, bringing you the way of God. I've always said that the way of God is the word of God. Whenever you abide in the word of God, you're walking along the way of God. The word of God is the words that brings life into you, that brings life into me. It is when we are doing the word of God that we're abiding in the Lord. And if we abide in the Lord, we become confident in expecting the coming of the Lord. 1 John chapter 2 verse 28 would say that we need to abide in the Lord so that we will not be ashamed when the Lord Jesus Christ would appear. So I welcome you to the discussion of the Word of God, that you and I may know more, that we may be built up the more, to be strengthened the more by the Word of God. And as we are doing that, we're walking the way of God. Today, the Lord has laid on my heart to share something with you that I noticed in the life of Job. You're aware of Job, the man whom God was so proud of, but he still had problems of life. However, during the time, during the period that he was experiencing problems of life, I noticed that the man maintained an excellent spirit. He would speak excellently. He would act excellently. All he did was excellent. And today I'm going to title this message, Thinking Excellently as a Child of God. Thinking excellently as a child of God. Now, Isaiah chapter number 60, verse 15 says something, and my church folks have been using this scripture to pray for several days now, I should say several weeks, believing that the Lord can move each of us to the realm of excellence. That scripture says, whereas you were termed forsaken, whereas, or although, I notice, or it is possible that you're going through a stage of life where you have been forsaken, where no one comes to you, where you have no friends, where you have no one who really truly understands what you're going through, where you have been rejected or neglected. I, the Lord, will make you an eternal excellence. I'm going to make you an eternal excellent. And I will make you a joy of many generations. Now, I'm looking at the excellence part of it. That if the Lord is promising us eternal excellence, that means we're going to reside with Him. We're going to be with Him eternally in an excellent realm of life where everything is just good and perfect. In the Lord, we ought to begin to experience that excellence here on earth. And when I speak of excellence, I don't limit it to academic achievements alone. I do not limit it to financial achievements or material achievement. I believe that character is part of excellence. As a matter of fact, that's what defines us. That's what we call excellence. And I want to us to look at the life of Job, thinking excellently as a child of God. I will take you to Job chapter number 31. Job chapter number 31, and we will read through and look at the Word of God, and we will measure our lives with the Word of God. How am I doing? You ought to ask yourself that question. How am I doing? Am I living excellently or in a realm of mediocrity? Am I aspiring for the best? Am I going for the extra in my walk with the Lord? Or do I settle for anything and everything and say everything goes? Well, once saved, I have been saved. I don't need to worry about anything. Or should I work out my salvation with fear and trembling? Is there a caution that I need to take? Or could I live a loose life just because I have accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior? I want to encourage you that you need to allow the Spirit of God to work out excellence in you. Wherever Daniel was, even though in a foreign land, he lived an excellent life. He had an excellent spirit. Speak of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he lived an excellent life. He had the excellent spirit. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He was full of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and excellence. He was full of the fear of God. And so I want to use Job as a case study here in this particular teaching. Thinking excellence, thinking excellently, talking excellence, living excellence as a child of God. Now, chapter 31, the first four verses treats the subject lust, L-U-S-T. Now, apparently, this man Job also, as a human being, was under that pressure that everyone is today. The pressure of lust toward materials, toward opposite sex, toward things that are created, lust. But this is how this excellent man overcame each time. This is what he told himself. This is the discussion he had with his own mind. This is the type of thinking that Job had when the subject of lust came on the table. I will read the first four verses of Job 31. Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? I have told my eyes, we are not going to lust after a young woman. My eyes here, yes, they may walk around, they may be clothed, they may be naked, they may be short, they may be tall, they may be skinny, they may not be skinny, but my eyes, we are entering into this deal together because I am an excellent man of God, because I fear the Lord God Almighty. I am not going to look upon a young woman lustfully. For what is the allotment of God from above and the inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is it not destruction for the wicked and disaster for the workers of iniquity? Does he not see my ways and count all my steps? Job realized that to look lustfully, to live a life of lust, is wickedness. To live a life of lust is an iniquity before the Lord God Almighty. And God looks at that. God judges that. So Job knew this. And so he was telling himself and was telling his eyes, said, look, we are not going to engage in lusts of the flesh. We're not going to engage in that because God sees that. God knows where we are. God counts our steps. God is aware of what we do. God is aware of what we think. God sees our ways. That is how an excellent person thinks. An excellent person in the Lord. It is not the color of your tie that makes you look that makes you become excellent before the Lord. It is not how long your skirt is or how short it is that makes you excellent. It's not how eloquent your speech is that makes you excellent. It is your character. It is my character. It is how we live in the Lord. So Job, a human being like you and I, said, "My eyes, listen, we are not going to engage in lustfulness for the rest of our lives." I'd like you to make that promise for yourself. This is a new year. You could promise, you could tell yourself that I am not going to live a life full of lust this year. I'm going to stay away from it. God will give me grace because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am a man of honor. You are a woman of honor. You are a woman, a lady of excellence. You are a man of excellence. So excellent people do not think lustfully. They run away from lusts, knowing that it is an iniquity before the Lord God. Do you understand that? How an excellent person thinks. One of the way of their thinking is that they think away from lust. They walk away from lust. They look away from lust. They take their attention away from lust so that they will not enter into the judgment of God. Let me pick something else as we read on. As an excellent man thinks, I see Job thinking this way in from verse 5 through 8. Job chapter number 31 from verse 5 through 8. He is also thinking about, he's talking about deceit, something that you and I face, right? The opportunity to live a life of deceit. The first one is opportunity to lust after opposite sex and materials or things, right? And he said to himself, "I am an excellent man. I'm not going to live like that." Also, he's telling himself here that I am an excellent man. I will not live a life of deceit. I will tell the truth because that is the character of an excellent person before the Lord. Let me read it to you. Job chapter 31 from verse 5 through 8. It says, "If I have walked with falsehood, or if my foot has hastened to deceit, let me be weighed on honest scales, that God may know my integrity." This is a man that is walking in integrity. He says, "If my step has turned from the way, or my heart walked after my eyes, or if any spot adheres to my hands, then let me sow and another eat. Yeah, let my harvest be rooted out." Wow, this is a serious man. He's saying to himself, "Listen, if I have been living in deceit and lies, then all the hard work that I do, let somebody else eat it." This is how a honest and an excellent man is thinking and talking, saying to himself, "I can't afford to be living in lies. I can't afford to be deceiving my boss. I can't afford to be deceiving my parents. I can't afford to be deceiving brethren. Because if I do so, all that I work for will go down the drain. Somebody else will eat it. Somebody else will take the profit that I'm supposed to enjoy." This is how Job is thinking. This is how he is talking. Would you be that bold to declare such words into your own life, that something is going to happen to me if I keep living in a life of deceit? This is how you caution yourself, knowing that God has nothing to do with lying. He is not a liar. And one of the things he hates is lying. One of the things he hates is falsehood. One of the things he hates is deceit. So Job recognizes this and he says to himself, I'm gonna stay away from deceit, because I know if I do so, this is what is gonna happen to me, that all that I work for, all that I sow, somebody else is gonna take it. That's serious. That's serious. Would you take your own life also seriously? This is what I see as an excellent life. Someone who makes up his mind, I will not live a life of lustfulness this year. I will not live a life of deceit this year. I consider this to be an excellent talk, an excellent decision for one to make. And if you can do this, you will be abiding in Christ. And Christ would say, if you abide in me, you will become fruitful. You want to be fruitful? Abide in the Lord. How do I abide in the Lord? I abide in the Lord by doing his words. Christ would say, you are my friends. If you do what I command you, you are my friends. If you do what I command you. And so if the word of the Lord says, stay away from lusts and stay away from deceit, you and I ought to stay away by his grace, by his strength. And so as we stay away, we're living an excellent life. And God promises in Isaiah 60 verse 15 that he will make you an eternal excellent. I hope you understand. I'll take you to the third point before our time runs out. A way of thinking of an excellent person, excellent child of God, excellent man of God, excellent woman of God. From verse 9 to verse 12, Job continues to challenge himself. He says, I'm not going to do this because I'm an excellent man of God. God honors me. God loves me. God respects me. God is proud of me. I'm not going to disappoint him with a life of adultery. Now, this is how he puts it. Job 31, verse 9 through verse 12. He says, if my heart has been enticed by a woman, or if I have lurked at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind for another, and let others bow down over her. For that would be wickedness. Yeah, it would be iniquity deserving of judgment. For that would be a fire that consumes to destruction and would root out all my increase. Wow. This is a true person, honest with himself. He says, I am not going to be committing adultery. I am married. I am not going to look onto another woman. I'm not going to look onto, for you women, you're not going to look onto another man. You're not going to look onto someone else's wife or someone else's husband. I'm not going to do it because that I consider that to be wickedness. I consider that to be a sin that is worthy of being judged by the Lord God Almighty. And if I do that, let me lose all my increase. Let me lose all my profit. This was the mindset of an excellent man. Can you think this way? Can you let all those other women go and be the wife of who they are? Would you let those men be and let them be the husbands of who they are? You don't need to take somebody else's to your bosom. This is an excellent spirit. This is an excellent thinking. The man who says, I am not going to engage in adultery. Guess what? Because I am an excellent child of God. If I do that, all I work for will go down the drain. What a thought. What a mindset. Are you with me? Now, I have given you 3 points, thoughts that came from the mind of an excellent man. Three statements, if I may put it that way, that came from the lips of an excellent man. First, he said, my eyes, listen, we are not going to engage in lustfulness. We're not going to lust after materials. We're not going to lust after opposite sex. We're not going to lust after any created thing. It may be right there before us. It may be very cheap to get, but we are not going to do it. It is wickedness. I take that to be an excellent thought and an excellent determination. Secondly, he said, we're not going to engage in deceit. Once upon a time, I used to lie. Once upon a time, I used to tell whatever would get me what I wanted. But I am an excellent man. I am an excellent child of God. The Lord wants me to live an excellent life, to be like Jesus. That's what I desire. He is not a liar. I am not going to be a liar. Number three. An excellent mind said to himself, I am not going to engage in adultery. I will not do that. It is a sin before God, punishable. I will not do that. I cannot afford to lose all that I work for, everything that I have sown. I must reap it. It's not somebody else that should be reaping the harvest that I'm supposed to have. I will live a chaste life, a life that has self-control. That is the life that I'm going to live. I'm going to stop right here because of our time. I hope you got those points. How does an excellent person think? An excellent person in Christ. How does he or she think? These are some of the ways that excellent people think. Take Job as an example. And I pray that this word will mix with faith in your heart, that as you listen, as you ruminate over it, that you will gain the grace to run away from lust, from deceit, and from adulterous life. God be with you until next time when we bring you the word of God. Be blessed.